Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1456, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Q. Did you discover any hair on there anywhere? Identify any hair? A. Mr. Barrett called me and showed me that hair at the machine. Q. And you identified it, didn't you? A. Yes, sir. Q. Whose hair was it? A. It looked like Mary's hair. Q. Where was it when you saw it? A. It was on the lathing machine. On P. 2253 of said record. These cross questions were asked and these answers given. Q. Now what was the color of Mary's hair, and what was the color of this hair you found there? A. Mary's hair was a light brown, kind of a sandy color. Q. Was this light brown that you found? A. Yes, sir. So far as the state is able to find or recall, this evidence constitutes all of the evidence introduced on the trial of the case with reference to the hair found on the lathe on the office floor of the National Pencil Company. If not all, this is the important evidence, and there is no evidence in the record contradicting this. The state attaches hereto and makes a part hereof copy of affidavit of W.A. Giesling, the undertaker who had charge of the remains of Mary Fagan, the murdered girl, and who was a witness on the trial in behalf of the state. This affidavit, the state submits, in itself completely answers the contention of the defendant.